Hey, Stellar Woman fans, I'm your host, Mary Rectoris.
And I'm your co-host, Mila Taylor. Stellar Women shines a light on female leaders making their mark in tech.
So today we're chatting with Stephanie Clerken, who is the 2019 Stellar Woman in eDiscovery Innovation Award winner. Stephanie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on here again. It's nice to hear some, you know, voices that I recognize.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. And we were talking about your local Starbucks has some drive-through capabilities, which is game-changing.
It is. I got to have my caffeine.
Absolutely. It's the thing that's keeping me going. Okay, so I'm going to jump into some questions. So, Stephanie, what have the past few weeks been like for you?
Wow, so I can't believe I'm on week 5, or actually it might be week 6, of being at home. At this point, I feel like I haven't been in the office in literally years. But as someone who thrives on being social and being busy, I'm doing surprisingly well in this self-isolation. In the scheme of things, I think I really needed this forced break as a time to recharge mentally and physically, and I wouldn't have, you know, done this on my own. You know, while home, I've been able to get an exercise routine back. You know, been doing walks or weightlifting every day. You know, I've been eating healthier, trying to catch up with friends and family, which was long overdue. In looking at what I've been doing for the last, you know, 6 weeks, I know I need to make this routine permanent even when I do go back into the office. So that is a goal for 2020 for me.
That's great. And I think like that's so true about reconnecting and stuff. I've definitely tried to find little ways to have like a silver lining. So my mom's obviously in Australia, and because everything's virtual now, she has like a personal trainer. So they've been doing these like virtual sessions, and I've been doing them with them. So it's like I get to work out with my mom, which I haven't been able to do in a very long time.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that's been a nice silver lining of this whole thing. Stephanie also mentioned that you've been reconnecting with family and friends. How have you been able to stay connected with your family and friends as well as with your colleagues?
So at the office, we luckily had technology in place that already allowed us to easily collaborate remotely. I mean, we have St. Louis office, we have a Chicago office too. So I'm used to working with our folks in Chicago quite a bit on a remote basis. We have an internal, you know, instant messaging system. We have video phones, which I actually took a video phone home so I can still do calls with other people who also brought their video phones home. And I mean, we have WebEx as well. I think I actually am talking to my coworkers more than ever via instant messaging these days. Thanks to video calls, I've been able to see several, you know, colleagues' kids, pets, families, houses, backyards. And I think this has actually got to let me know people better. It's when people are in their natural, you know, environment and just see different sides of people that you don't usually see in the office setting where things are a little bit more formal usually. Oh, but I don't want to forget, we have kept some very important office traditions going, which include our meme sharing and discussing Dateline episodes, even while working from home. So some things need to stay consistent.
You know, the important things.
Priorities.
Do you have any tips for people that might want to be making new connections or networking during the stay-at-home we have in place?
So I have been keeping pretty busy, even though I've been at home. So I've been attending multiple networking events per week still. My record is 6 in 1 week, and I still somehow managed to double book myself. So some things never change. But I've been attending virtual happy hours and virtual lunches at least twice a week at this point. And I try to incorporate multiple formats into my schedule too. So ranging from formal to casual. So I've attended an executive roundtable where we had a specific agenda in advance We had a great conversation and our takeaways were published. I've also done virtual lunches that are a nice mix of, you know, formal, informal, where we get to know each other, do intros, maybe joke about some stuff, but also have in-depth discussions on certain topics, what people are scared of, what people, you know, are looking forward to. And then on the other extreme, I've had some happy hours where the goal is no work talk. We play trivia, we discuss Tiger King. And what I've found is I've organically now met, I think I'm up to 15 new, you know, connections on LinkedIn that I've met at these events. And we've been having conversations even outside of, you know, these group events. So there's stuff out there. And a big tip is just sign up and join. I've joined events where I knew nobody. But as we know in this community, everyone's always so welcoming. And especially now, seeing other faces, you know, giving us some of this, you know, human contact we're missing.
Wow, 15 new connections in 1 week. That's pretty crazy.
Well, that's over like 2 weeks, but still.
Okay. Also love Tiger King. Don't want to digress too much because I could talk about that for hours. Cool. And throughout, you know, at your networking events or just what you're seeing on social media and in your conversations, what do you think morale's been like in the eDiscovery community?
So eDiscovery obviously is not immune to the effects of COVID-19, and no pun intended there. Unfortunately, there most likely will be continued pain in the short term in the form of layoffs and pay cuts and hiring and spending freezes. But eDiscovery and legal tech community as a whole evolves and adapts better than most, I think, and is well positioned to withstand this. So on these calls I've been on in, you know, virtual happy hours and lunches, you know, the silver lining everyone has been talking about is, you know, stay at home orders are forcing the adoption and acceptance of, you know, technology at record rates. I mean, I'm personally excited because some of our attorneys who have never logged into Relativity are now becoming regular users, and I don't have to hit save to PDF and send as much, at least for now. Mm-hmm. And then basically overnight, video conferencing platforms and remote working is now widely accepted, even by the courts. You know, although these are accepted, it kind of scares me a little because as someone who handles eDiscovery collections and requests, I'm waiting to see a spike in requests for video conferencing platform recordings and collaboration software messages in our future collection requests. Oh, actually, I have one more thing I want to mention. This is, yeah, you know, some positive news always. I've noticed on some of these calls, you know, obviously some people are going through harder times than others right now, but the eDiscovery community, it really is a community in which that's one thing I love about everybody in this world is it's like one big family and everyone is supporting each other more than ever. And I've seen this firsthand on calls where somebody mentioned their job was, you know, it's gone now. They've cut the role completely and they're looking for work. And somebody else said, hey, shoot me a message. I think I could help you. And people are networking and, you know, finding new opportunities.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So you've mentioned a couple of things about how you've been connecting and some tips that you shared, but what tips do you have for people who may feel disconnected from their friends and family?
As someone who spent the first week kind of processing what was still happening and not necessarily reaching out as much as looking back, I wish I would have, I'd say start by simply reaching out and saying hello and checking in, even if it's just a text or email. I mean, if it's your friends, find something you can relate to and share a link, an article, a meme. I mean, for example, I found some great joggers, and joggers is the fancy word for sweatpants now, I've realized, on Amazon, and shared them with a friend. You know, we kind of hadn't chatted during this whole time period, and, you know, that led to us sharing more Amazon purchases and me spending more money over the last couple weeks. But then, you know, at work, instead of having coffee in the kitchen, maybe you can set up a virtual coffee or virtual lunch or virtual happy hour. I've been trying to use my video conferencing, you know, capabilities more just so I can see somebody. It just makes the conversation more meaningful. And there's so many different options out there right now between all of our video conferencing services and FaceTime and all these other apps like House Party that exist. So really it just starts with a simple hello, how are you?
Yeah. And I think people sometimes kind of forget how easy it is. and can get like sucked into the dauntingness of, oh, I'm by myself and I'm kind of remote. How am I going to deal with this? But I think you're right. It just starts with a simple hello.
Or are you still wearing real clothes to work at home, or you switch to pajamas and sweatpants? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a very, you know, deep concept.
Right. I completely agree. Okay. So Stephanie, what has surprised you about working from home during this time, if anything?
Really how little things have changed. I can do the vast majority of my job remotely, and I am fortunate though to have a dedicated home office with two monitors. And since my husband still has to work, it's just me and Ginger, my 9-month-old kitty, all day. So I've been able to focus almost more at home than I do in the office. So that was a big surprise to me. I thought there'd be a little more adjustment to being remote, but so far, not that much.
There's a lot about those new coffee drinks people are making, people are doing coloring or dancing. Are there any fun new hobbies or projects you've tackled during this time?
I have lots of random extracurriculars, I guess I'll call them. As of last weekend, I think I finally ran out of drawers and closets to reorganize. So I need to tackle the next big project, which is cleaning out the garage, which is the last thing I really want to do, but it's a huge project. I've always been an avid weather nerd, especially living in the Midwest and, you know, having storm season pretty much year round now. So a couple weeks ago, I took a Skywarn weather spotting class to learn more about, you know, weather. It was free, it was online. It was kind of something I'd wanted to do for a decade and just never did. And then I've just signed up for an intro to computer science class that was offered online for free through Harvard. So I'm trying to do a mix of home projects and educational projects, because I may not ever have this type of time to sit down and take an intro to computer science class, or, you know, a weather spotting class, or fill in the blank, whatever that is.
Yeah, I just started taking French. I know very little.
Sure, it's about my French.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Mary. It's only been like 2 weeks.
Champagne.
I've started doing dance classes. Like, I'm a terrible dancer, and I've been doing dance classes online, and I have this like irrational fear that my laptop is secretly recording me and like going to send it to everybody I know. Because I like caught a glimpse of myself in the screen reflection, and I was like, this is it. Like, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Yeah, Mary, can you work on getting that recording and share that?
Yeah, I might have to figure out some way, because that would really...
Yeah.
All right, well, Stephanie, thank you so, so much for joining us. As always, it was so great to chat to, and thanks for all the great tips.
Sure, and can I share one of my favorite quotes I've heard on when I've been joining Ari Kaplan's virtual lunch, and my favorite quote I've heard out of that so far was from, her name's Ginger Shimp. She's a marketing director at SAP. And she said, this is a direct quote, "When we finally see the light at the end of the tunnel that is not an oncoming freight train, we will find opportunities in this experience." And I think that is so true.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thanks for sharing that quote.
You're welcome.
And for Stellar Woman, I'm Mary Rectoris.
And I'm Mila Taylor.
Signing off. It's harder to do remotely.
Trying to get
trying to get it in sync, you know.
Sync.